Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Pharaoh is now enraged. He has been trying to kill off the Hebrew people little bit by little bit, and his plan has totally failed. Welcome to my series, The Call of Moses. Pharaoh is about to make a new decree to kill all of the Hebrew male slaves. The Pharaoh of Egypt was hoping to reduce the population of the Hebrew people in his kingdom. But up to this point, it all had failed. Enslaving the Hebrews only agitated the problem because they just had more babies. So he tried to quietly have the midwives reduce the male population at birth. But that failed miserably also. This enraged Pharaoh. Now he would just outright kill these newborn Hebrew boys. He made a decree that all newborn Hebrew boys were to be tossed into the Nile River to die. But if the baby was female, then they were able to keep it alive. The Hebrew people cried out to their God. Now a man and woman who were descendants of Levi, one of the sons of Israel, married and she conceived. Now in these days, they did not know the sex of the child until birth. When her child was born, she thought it was the most beautiful child. It was a serious problem because the child was a boy, and by decree, he must be tossed into the river to die. She hid him. For the first 3 months, she was able to keep the child hidden. But each day, it became more and more difficult. She knew that she had to do something. So she got a basket, made it waterproof with tar, put the baby in the basket, and waited for the right moment to put him into the river. Will the mother of this child send her baby boy to a watery grave? She can no longer hide him any longer. And if the Egyptian taskmasters find him, oh, they'll toss him to his death immediately by decree of Pharaoh. Come back and find out if the child lives. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.